Okay, my name is Tori Butzer.
I'm Hans E. Butzer, co-designer.
I'm a co-designer.
At Oklahoma City National Memorial.
We're supposed to somehow remember a violent act that took place here, but we want all the visitors who come here to leave with a sense of peace. And so it was this kind of challenging assignment to do both of those things simultaneously. We also wanted to recognize the people who survived. We also wanted to recognize the people who helped, because I think that is such an invaluable part of the story is, you know, there's this bad thing that took place here, but what happened afterwards was so exponentially wonderful.
She, she's so much the people person, read about all of the victims and really started to understand their own stories. You know, from there, gained an insight into the kind of the deep sense of emotional loss, as well as recognizing that while this is a civic memorial, it is you know, to become a national memorial, it's still about the loss of 168 individuals.
Right off the bat, we're remembering those who were killed. So we're recalling that violence, right? So we're not forgetting the violence, but we're ultimately trying to create a place where people can find some sense of comfort and peace and leave here with taking that with them and leaving the anger behind. I think that's, you know, what we felt like was our charge, and that's very much what we tried to do. We've always said the chair is, it seems like such a simple element that so many people can relate to, but I had a different take on it. The other day I was reading our youngest daughter a story, and it was a picture book, and it was about this little girl who just loved her grandfather, and they did all kinds of things together. And then she went into the room one day, and it said the chair was empty. And that implied to the readers of that story that the grandfather had died, and she was very sad. And so this image of this empty chair was really, you know, there's very few words needed to kind of explain the bigger context of what had just happened.
One of the things that Tori and I felt very strongly about from the beginning was that we wanted this place to be designed in such a way that it really becomes integrated into the fabric of the city, and that it evolves into being not just a memorial but also a public space, a civic space, you know, a green space, a park, and we wanted it to have a certain formality on the one hand, but on the other hand, still be accessible enough to where people could just simply move through.
But it was just to provide this as a starting point to move forward and to get beyond the violence and to move forward from there in a more hopeful way.
It's like a quiet plea to visitors, you know, to learn from this and see how you can rededicate every day to doing one little thing to make this a better world. And to see what can you do to help prevent things like this from happening. And the easiest way to do it is to instill a greater sense of goodness in others and to lead by example.
And to be able to leave the violence behind and your anger behind.